I greet you in Jesus' precious name. I'm standing in the field with my youngest grandson. We are moving hay bales from all over and bringing them closer to home because of the fire risk. We have got fires being put in by arsonists all around these mountains. I've got my sons putting these fires out night and day. The town, Great Town, which is 15 kilometers away, is in total lockdown. It has been looted and it has been trashed. Now I'm telling you this because I'm telling you the truth. And this is what we're going to pray for. We must pray for South Africa. And we must pray for the women and the children and the orphans and the widows. We must pray for that man with that little tuck shop, that small little shop that has been trying to get up and going since the COVID lockdown has been trashed. We must pray for the businessman who's taken his whole life to build up his business and to stand there and watch arsonists in front of him burn it to the ground. We must pray for farmers, dairy farmers who are pouring up to 50,000 liters of milk a day down into the ground because they've got no transport to get it to the dairy because of the roadblocks. We must pray for the fruit farmers who have got fruit lying in the fields. They're ripe for picking, but there's nobody can pick them because everything is in lockdown. We need to pray for our president, that he stands on truth, that he stands by the law, that he does not change the constitution or anything. This is a Christian country, and the people in this country love God. And there are a handful of rebels that are trying to undermine this country. We must pray for their souls, that the Lord will convict them of their sin, that they might repent. We must pray for the students that cannot study because there's nowhere for them to go because the schools are all closed down. We must pray for the future of this nation. We must pray for the pastors and the intercessors and the chaplains that are in this country, that they will stand on the word of God. They will not be rocked by fear. It's either faith or fear. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The Lord has promised us he will not forsake us. He will not leave us. But folks, I'm pleading with you to face up to the reality of the situation. This is a serious, serious situation. And the only thing that will come right will be when God's people start to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will call by my name. I want to ask you now to please bow your heads with me as I pray, starting with the president, then the cabinet, and then the leaders, then the workforce, and then the women and the children. I myself am driving this tractor because we have no staff. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for South Africa. Lord, please work another miracle in this nation. Turn it around, Lord Jesus, like only you can do. And we are praying, Lord, all of us, we are praying that you will undertake. Take any bitterness, fear, anger, disappointment, faithlessness out of our hearts today and fill us with power and faith and a mind which is pure and peaceful, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We will keep you informed. Thank you for your prayers. We love you. Goodbye.